with a grain of salt. Because it's just something that occurred to me now, like, as thinking about this. Because I don't give this stuff much thought, honestly. Because to me, this is not stuff that profits you to eternal life. So speculating on it and imagining on it is just... it can be kind of fun. But I mostly want to teach you how to deal with that kind of stuff as far as, like, well, is it something I need to really, you know, think about? Well, you know, when you have time... and you've set aside all the things of the flesh, and you've preached the gospel, and you've suffered in Christ, and you have extra time to ponder these things, hey, you know. Some things are kind of questioned. You know, it says things minister questions, but to the subverting of the hearers. I don't want to subvert your hearing by adding too many questions to this. I guess as I read it, I get questions. Things I want to know and things... I don't like quick answers to questions like this. Because it's sort of like, then you lead to arguing. I'd rather just sort of like, if I was going to discuss this with someone, I want to discuss with a brother who's willing to just throw out everything that we could consider without having a dogma about something that's, one, not important, two... inconclusive. I mean, there's no promise in this. What happened to the body of Moses? The answer could mean the difference between life and death. No. Exactly. That's my point. It's like, there's no, you know, we're, as opposed to something like turning the grace of God into lasciviousness, which the opposite meaning is, the grace of God is that we could be continent, not the opposite. You know, that's important doctrine. This, the most important part about this, is that we do not rail an accusation. Now, Michael the archangel, arch is the word, arch means like first. And it's used a lot of like the principalities and powers in the scripture that talk about principalities, powers. It's arche, is like the first things, high powers. He is the arche, the first angel. Not necessarily in... it's in rank or importance. No other angel is given this title. Though some people suppose things about other angels, no other angel is ever called the archangel. Obviously, archangel is sort of like first. Though oddly enough, we have many archbishops. In the Catholic Church, at least, obviously. When contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses. Now, he was contending, which means, I want to look at that. What is this? Diacrino, to separate thoroughly. Crino is like a word for judge, that is literally to withdraw from or oppose. So they were in opposition to each other, but it didn't bring railing accusation. Which is what? Blaspheme. Speaking evil. Like, you know, he said, the Lord rebuke you. Same thing with governments. That's the whole point. It's like, Satan has a power. He has a certain dominion. And that's probably why he was disputing over the body of Moses, because there was some dominion. He's like, hey, I have dominion over death. Moses is dead. Why isn't his body in the earth where it belongs? You know, or whatever, you know what I mean? However you want to look at it. He had some question about the body of Moses. Something was, you know, and God had another claim on the body of Moses. Okay. But Michael, while, with, you know, opposing him, either, you know, you can't touch Moses' body. It stays where it is. Or whatever. You can't have it. He did not say, he didn't like, you know, go against, like, so it's like, how do we deal with the powers that be and the governments that be? Because Satan has a certain dominion. And so does government. And so we don't bring, government, you know, and blaspheme it, speak evil of it. But we do say the Lord, when it does evil, the Lord rebuke it. The Lord rebuke them. Or even as it's Jesus said of those that crucified him, he said, Lord, forgive them. They do not know what they're doing. So I can say that in Christ of those who come against me. I say, Lord, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing. Correct them. Rebuke them. Which epitimao, which rebuke is epitimao, which is to tax upon, to censure or admonish. By application, to forbid. So it's a heavy rebuke. Not like in a mild sense. It is in a sense of like that. Verse 10. But these speak evil, again, blaspheme, those things which they do not know. We read this. You know, they don't know. They speak evil of things that they don't know. They don't know righteousness. They don't know godliness. They don't know holiness, but they'll speak evil of it. They'll speak evil of the way of truth. And you'll see. When this word, as this word spreads and the word goes out, the gospel will be spoken evil of. This gospel, the true gospel. They will blaspheme. This scripture will be fulfilled in your ears. But what they know naturally as brute beasts. Well, what's that mean? You know, brute, I believe, as before, we recently had the word brute beasts again come up. Alogos, irrational. Logos is the word. You know, it means like wordless, thoughtless. Logos is also, we get logic, or even logo. But according to what they know naturally, which is physikos, physically, by implication instinctively, there's a way that seems right unto man, but the ways thereof lead to destruction. Man looks at things in a certain way. It's like when I start saying God creates people. God creates some people for mercy and other people for wrath. God has ordained certain men to certain condemnation from the beginning of the world, of old. God has ordained other people to eternal life. There is things in man that immediately, they actually get angry at that when you say that. Because all they know physically, according to their nature and their instinct, is I have free will. I have free choice. I'm the determiner of everything. I determine what I'm going to do. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And that's what they know according to their physical